I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. I have a confession to make. I really don't like waiting. Waiting for someone to call, waiting for a certain day to finally get here, waiting for an answer to prayer. But waiting on the Lord is an important practice that we are exhorted to learn and to do. And Psalm 37 helps us with this. As verse 7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him." The chapter begins with this, "Do not fret because of evildoers." David is writing about the destiny of evildoers as compared with those who will trust the Lord. While evildoers may prosper temporarily, the word reminds us that in the end, they will, quote, "wither quickly like grass and fade like green herb." Over and over in this psalm, we are reminded that the evildoer will perish. Verse 9 says he will be cut off. Verse 10 says he will be no more. And verse 13 says, "The Lord laughs at him, for he sees his day is coming." The evil that he does will come back to him. He will be broken, he will perish, and his descendants will suffer. On the other hand, those who trust in the Lord have a completely different destiny. For those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land, verse 9. They will find that the Lord himself will sustain them, verse 17. And their inheritance will be forever, verse 18. They will not be ashamed, their steps will be established. The Lord will delight in them, and he will never forsake them. And the difference is in the waiting. Waiting requires trust and action. Verse 3, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness." Waiting requires a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord, being fully committed to him. The word "commit" in verse 5 is interesting. According to the Hebrew lexicon, it means to roll. Roll away, roll down, roll together, rolling along the road of life together with our Lord. It makes me think of taking a sled or a tube down a snowy hill with Jesus at the head. Once you start, you are surely committed, for there is no stopping. It is in this trusting, committed, delightful relationship with the Lord that we find transformation. Verse 6, "And he will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday." It is in him that we wait and we rest. The result of this transformation is seen in the actions of those who wait for him. We cease from anger and forsake wrath. We stop fretting. We're content in the little. We are sustained. We learn to be gracious and to give freely. We do good. We love justice. We speak wisdom. We will find deliverance and refuge and strength in our Lord. When we are waiting on the Lord, we are setting our hopes and our expectations on the God who sees us, loves us, and who has prepared a place for us that is more wonderful than anything we can imagine. Father, we wait on you, trusting you, committing our ways to you. Thank you for being such a loving and patient Father, holding our hands when we start to slip, keeping us on the right road when we start to stray, loving us so that we can become all that you have planned for us to be. Deliver us from evil, Lord God, for we take refuge in you alone. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.